With MSONO Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy to be joined now by the Winthrop High School softball coach, Dave Guffey. And Coach Guffey, welcome to MSO.
Hey, Rick, thanks for giving me a call. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your taking the call. And, you know, as we want to talk sports here. And goodness gracious, the spring season is absolutely rolling along. And what I'm doing, Coach, I'm trying to catch up with everybody here. Before we talk about what's happened so far, and we're almost halfway through the season, if not already there, I want to talk a little bit about last year, missing spring season, what that has meant, and how that rolled into our preseason here. So, Coach, tell me a little bit about how last season, you know, got messed up, and what your message was to the seniors at that point.
Well, it was hard last year because we never really knew what was going on. We were told, yeah, there might be a season, and then it's going to be pushed back. So we kept holding on hope. And we only had one senior. I don't know if that's good in the fact that we only lost one, or it's bad because she kind of had to suffer alone. But when it came down to, you know, we knew the season was canceled, you know, we said, well, you were lucky enough that we had you for, you know, 3 years. You got the start, and you'll be going on to a great opportunity to do great things, you know, in your life, on to college, and, you know, who knows. But, you know, it was just a message of hope, and, you know, let's remember what we had in the past and, you know, look forward to all the things you can accomplish in the future.
Excellent. Now, your juniors last year are seniors this year, but they haven't played since they were sophomores, and I know it's this way across the entire spectrum. And so you come in, I'm guessing, with some relatively inexperienced kids, but tell me a little bit about how that played out in preseason in terms of learning, because you only had a short preseason.
Well, we had a rather odd makeup on the team in the fact that we had a large senior class. We had seven that started the season and one who had to leave because she had to work to get ready for college. So we had six seniors, but then after that, we only had one returning junior who had ever played, and then we were going back to mostly kids who played on the JV team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a swing kid who saw a little bit of time, but not much. And, you know, there's no substitute for experience. The seniors who know the signals, the calls, the situations, you know, kind of the feeling of a game. And then you have kids who haven't touched a ball since eighth grade, and they're coming in looking around in almost bewilderment. And they're trying to learn on the fly with a preseason that's, I think, what did we have, 7 days, I think, and then we scrimmaged, and then the season started.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it really was a blur. All the, you know, you look back at your records on what you usually do at what time, and then you realize that I thought we'd already be done with this because we had a veteran team, but we don't really. We have a veteran team mixed with a lot of very, very raw talent.
What has worked so far, and I haven't really asked this of coaches. In other words, coaches have, again, across both leagues in baseball and softball, have talked about, you know, defensive situations, situational softball, situational baseball. That's the thing that they have to teach the kids the most. But some things, I'm sure, the kids are more advanced at, no matter what level they're on, whether it's hitting or fielding or whatever. What has actually worked so far that you haven't really had to dwell on and you can spend your time on other things?
I think that it's kind of like one of those things. You have to do the fundamentals and then you try to add in the situations. So, you know, we haven't got to do as much base running as I would have hoped, but we're lucky enough that our seniors seem to be the best hitters on the team and are on base more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
We had three outfielders that are back that have played and have played well, so they don't seem to get as much attention. Where little things that maybe you've gone over multiple times, first and third situations and bunt situations, our bunting isn't as good as I would hope. And sometime in our first and thirds, we run it correctly. Everybody moves the right way. We're just a step behind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, some of the good is that the veterans that we have, some of the bad is that, you know, you expect it to go at a certain pace, and sometimes you have to take a breath and realize, okay, we got a little rust in this. We got to kind of dust the rust off and start again.
Putting all that in perspective, it's great that the sun is coming back out, figuratively speaking, and things are opening up. And the kids don't have to wear the mask. It's got to be a great relief for the for your girls to be able to see each other's faces and get out there and just not have to worry about other things that were detracting from softball.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm looking at your schedule. It's hard to find schedules right now, and scores and so on. But, it looks like this season where you guys, how many games you got scheduled?
We have 15 scheduled.
All right. So we're already more than halfway through, but I'm guessing, Dave, a highlight has got to be that Masconomet game. But tell me a little bit about what the highlights have been so far for you guys.
Well, you know, we came into the season with high expectations after, you know, this group is, most of them have played since their freshman year and started varsity. And then the first game of the year, we came out and we just swung the bats. Like, I mean, we looked like the 27 Yankees. The first couple of games, we put up 22-18.
Wow.
And I think like 14. And even against the strongest competition, you know, we haven't struck out that many times per se, and we swung the bat well. So that was a highlight. You know, also, I think that considering that, you know, we didn't know what we were going to get weather-wise, you know, it's been pretty good. The Masconomet was extremely hot, but besides that, the weather's been, you know, pretty mm-hmm. cooperative. You know, we rained out today, but that's the only game we're behind. So we're pretty much on schedule.
The thing I would ask you about, I think, maybe as we wrap this up, is, we're doing this on the holiday, we're recording it, so I appreciate the fact that you're talking with me, Coach, and I know that you're not with your stats and your stat book right now, but can you mention a couple of your leaders, be they seniors or whoever, maybe the captains or whoever you look to for leadership?
Well, I think, you know, anytime that you're talking leadership, you have to start with your captain. You know, we have a senior, Sophie Vitale, who has started on the mound in every game. She's been great. You know, she takes the ball every time you ask. She is averaging about 8 strikeouts a game, less than 3 walks a game. You know, we had one bad game versus Saugus the first game defensively, and we kind of let her down. But the rest of the time, we've been in every game, and you know, she's been pitching well. Also, she's been hitting the ball well. She's batting 380, and she's in the second hole. Senior left fielder, Rachel Farley has been absolutely on fire. She's batting, 589. She's, you know, just been peppering the ball over the field. So that's been a pleasure. And not far behind her is, our center fielder, Izzy Mahoney. And, you know, Sid Crotty. So Sid Crotty actually is a little ahead of Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been just, you know, hitting the ball well. She's in the mid fours. Izzy's in the mid threes. And then, our last game, our shortstop, Nellie Carter, she came up and, you know, she hit a home run to give us the lead in Saugus, and then we let it slip away in the last inning. And the other senior, Katie Gagnon, who in the first Saugus game, she had come in struggling, and she goes, 3-for-4 with 2 triples, a double, 4 RBIs. So really all of them have just swung the bat well. And, you know, it's been good to see them all come together. And one of the things I think that people probably on the outside wouldn't realize is if you are a senior who's missed a lot of things in your senior year, you might not come back to spring sports because you got a million things going on and the season's going to go till, you know, if you get lucky enough, it'll go to July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to have a commitment that, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to put my job to the side, my friends to the side, the prom's coming up, graduation trips, everything you could think of is in the way. So there's really a lot of hurdles they have to jump over to get to the end of the season. So, you know, the kids have been there, you know, they haven't, you know, they're not complaining to me, but I don't know, maybe I just don't hear my older.
No, no, I've heard that everywhere. The kids are happy to be there. And I'm guessing, you know, given the conditions of the pandemic and so on, that there would be understanding on the outside of softball. In other words, you know, work employment would have got to understand what these kids have missed and say, yeah, okay, go ahead, finish up your career. So, and I, at least I'm hoping that's the case because, as you say, it takes a tremendous commitment. And you coaches and educators have worked so hard to keep these kids safe and to get them out on the field. And it's remarkable what you guys have done. What's coming up now for the rest of the week, Coach?
So this week's a tough week at Winthrop High because we have rain out today. Tomorrow is the prom. Wednesday we are playing Danvers. We moved the game earlier. I believe it's going to kick off at 2 o'clock. And then there's an award ceremony, and then we have rehearsal on Thursday, and then right in the afternoon we're playing our senior game versus Swampscott. So this is a, you know, this is a really packed week. Just not only is it packed with, you know, games, but all the activities go with it, because on Friday they're actually graduating from high school.
Wow.
So
all right.
It really is a, you know, you want memories. This is the week that you're going to have a lot of memories.
Absolutely. That's Winthrop softball and Winthrop High School softball coach Dave Guffey. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.